Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
All right, let's get completely and totally serious about the AFC Championship game. Sunday, Arrowhead Stadium, 2:05 p.m. And I assume by now each and every one of you has your plans to watch this, go to this, enjoy this with friends, family, whatever it may be. It should be an absolute spectacle as the Chiefs take on the Cincinnati Bengals for the fourth straight AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. And so much is on the line here for the Kansas City Chiefs. So much is on the line for this era of Chiefs football. And we will look at an era of Chiefs football that includes four people: Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. A lot of great players have been involved, or executives or people involved in all of it. When we look back at this era, those will be the four players that we remember most. We'll remember that era of those four guys. This is 4 years in a row they've played the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. And I was texting with a friend last night who is convinced that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest of all time. And I'm like, he's never going to win as many as Brady. And I play a little contrarian. I always describe John Elway as this. I couldn't say John Elway was the best quarterback of all time. But when I watched John Elway do what he did in his era, he was the best quarterback I'd ever seen. I always felt like Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady, but he doesn't have the hardware to show it. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback we've ever seen. I won't argue that. But you're judged in the end by the championships you win, by what you do in the clutch. We've seen ridiculous things with Patrick Mahomes in the clutch. We've seen him play with poor defenses. We've seen him be behind double digits in the postseason and come back and win. It is one of the most remarkable things you've ever seen and has completely gone against the grain. But to say any of this has been easy is to mislead. It has not been easy. The Chiefs, if they don't win their next two games, and they're likely to play the Bengals this week, but we think the Rams are going to win the game. I know we'll get to the Niners in a minute, who've beaten them six games in a row, but the Rams are the better team. The Chiefs would have to win two games in a row, and if they don't win two games in a row, how will it look when people say the Kansas City Chiefs had four AFC title games in a row at Arrowhead Stadium and won one Super Bowl? How will that look? How do you become judged on that? We watch Aaron Rodgers, he's a great player. How's he being judged? Not the great player, not the statistics, not the wins, not the home games. He's judged on what's happened in the playoffs. He's only won one Super Bowl. People say that, actually say that. It is so hard to win one. And people say, well, Aaron Rodgers has only won one. And that's true. There is a big difference between quarterbacks who've won one and two. If you've won one, you're lumped in with Doug Williams and Trent Dilfer. You know, it was just gigantic for Peyton Manning to get a second one. Truly. It's a stamp on a career. There's never been a bigger favorite than the Chiefs right now. They're a 7-point favorite in the title game playing at home, and they're going to be a favorite over where they play in the NFC. So that's what the Chiefs are. But if they don't pull it off, we will look 4 years in a row where we'll say, well, the Chiefs were favored to win it all and won one. And we'll ask why. And it will likely be the same formula that we've seen. And that is the Chiefs falling behind. They fall behind in the playoffs. They fell behind 7-0 last week, right out of the gate, 7-0. Tony Romo said it. Well, it's Chiefs playoff game. They're behind 7-0. He goes, now normally they get behind farther than this. It's like a running joke. You can't keep doing it. It's time to play ahead. The Chiefs have to play ahead. There is so much on the line here. Look, they've all made the Hall of Fame. All four players I just mentioned are in the Hall of Fame. There's no question. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill will all be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Just write it down, book it. It's over. It's done. There's no question about it. They're all in the Hall of Fame. They've all won a Super Bowl. Now, it's how will you be remembered? Will you be remembered, hey, that was a really good team that won a Super Bowl and those guys were really great and they got individual honors? Or will they talk about you as some sort of a dynasty where your rookie quarterback or first-year starting quarterback made it to the title game and lost to the great Tom Brady in one of the best games we've ever seen, and then 3 years in a row went to the Super Bowl and won two out of three? That's dynasty talk. That's an era. That's where people look back and go, oh my gosh, regardless of what happens next year or beyond, and there may be more greatness ahead. But it's all on the line. We can't even begin to talk about Patrick Mahomes as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. What we can say is he's the best quarterback we've ever seen. That's easy. He does things we've never seen. But I'm watching Josh Allen, and I'm watching him in a different category because of his running ability, the things that he does, And I'll keep my eye on that kid and say, wait a second, maybe Josh Allen is as good as Patrick Mahomes. Remember, Josh Allen went down and won the game with 13 seconds left and playing on the road in a difficult environment with a lesser team, an underdog team. He completed four fourth downs and won the game with 13 seconds left. You couldn't have been better than Josh Allen. He did everything. But then he was the victim. Has Mahomes been a victim? Yes, of defense, of course. He's been a victim of bad defense. The first year, the Chiefs had no defense when they were playing the Patriots. It's gotten better. And the goal in this game, I think they forced the Bengals to punt. It will not look like the game in Cincinnati. They won't have the pass interference calls. There's a lot of things I like here in this matchup for the Chiefs' defense. I don't think they're going to stop the Bengals completely. But I like the fact that they're at home and they'll be able to force some point punts. I don't think the Chiefs have to go win 42-41 and just trade touchdowns the entire game. Look, there's a lot on the line here, folks. This is no given. It's no slam dunk. We saw that last weekend. Chiefs were the only home team that won. They couldn't have cleared the deck better for the Chiefs. The best teams and quarterbacks in the NFL were cleared out. Now what you have left is a young guy in Burrow who's never been to this point. Matt Stafford for the Rams, who just won his first playoff game a couple of weeks ago. These are two quarterbacks that just won their first playoff game. And the Niners, who have to do it with defense because their quarterback is turnover prone. That's where it is. And the Niners had a big lead on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Why couldn't they put it away? Well, their quarterback couldn't put it away. The Chiefs chipped away, made some plays, scored some points, got the lead. Their quarterback couldn't win the game. You couldn't have a better situation for the Chiefs. Here's the bad part, folks. If they don't pull it off, I'm not talking about Chiefs fans. I'm not talking about people in Kansas City. Okay, I'm talking about people who cover football nationwide, follow it. They're going to look at that and go, you know what? There's something wrong with that team. That team's fun. They're entertaining. Mahomes is a circus act. It's fantastic to watch. But they're not great champions. You can't have four title games in a row at home and win one Super Bowl. That's a really bad percentage. That's on the line. What a lot of people are talking about is the first game. I don't think the first game is all that relevant. I'll give you some numbers from the first game because it was wild. The Bengals won in week 17, 34-31. The Bengals trailed the Chiefs by 14 points at three different times in that game. The Chiefs, on three different occasions, took a 14-point lead. Then they only scored 3 points in the second half. The Chiefs did. Clearly not good enough. The Chiefs are scoring more than three in the second half. Unless they're up 35-7. The Chiefs will do better than that. Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes combined for 705 yards in the first game. Most of that was Burrow. 446. He took four sacks. He was sacked 9 times last week at Tennessee. The Chiefs are going to sack Joe Burrow. They're going to force punts in this game. If they sacked him 4 times in Cincinnati, 5 or more is not impossible in this game. Ja'Marr Chase was the stud in that game. 11 catches, 266, 3 touchdowns. We'd say it's a fluke, except Gabriel Davis just did it last week for the Bills. 4 touchdowns, 200 yards. Chiefs couldn't do anything about it. Tyrann Mathieu is feeling great this week. As a side note, here's what I like about the postseason. We don't see nearly as many penalties. They officiate the game better. COVID is gone. There are no COVID lists anymore. I don't know what's going on with COVID. We had an announcer miss a game last week, but there's been no talk of any player anywhere missing a game with COVID. Have you noticed that? None of that. COVID's gone, no penalties, and I don't care what your stupid concussion protocol is, Tyrann Mathieu's playing. The rules are out the window in the postseason. The NFL has all these rules. They try to abide by it. They set a baseline of, we care, player safety, we'll side with the liberals, we'll be good with COVID, we'll do da, da, da. It's all lip service. Then it comes down to this, and this is real. These games are real. This stuff is legit. I cannot fathom a situation where Tyrann Mathieu does not play Sunday. Now, he's not the player he was, and this may be his last game or last year in Kansas City, but it would have helped to have him on the field last week, no doubt about it. They got away with the thing and they won. And now they play the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Mahomes is writing his own history, regardless of Chiefs' outcomes. In the playoffs all time, Patrick Mahomes averages 300 yards, 311 yards passing per game. This season in two games, he's averaging 391 yards in two games. The individual record on the line this week is very simple. This can be wrapped up in 3 weeks. Travis Kelce with 100 yards on Sunday ties the great Jerry Rice for best all time with 8 career playoff games with 100 yards receiving. If he does it in the next 2 games, Jerry Rice's record is scratched, and who would have thought we'd ever see that? Certainly not in Kansas City. Look, the Cincinnati Bengals defense this week is going to be about turnovers. They're not coming to Kansas City thinking they're going to stop Patrick Mahomes and force punts all day. I'm sure they'd love it if the Chiefs punted 3 times. That'd be a great day for the Bengals defense. What they're really counting on is taking the ball away. And we have watched the Chiefs consistently. When the Chiefs don't turn the ball over, you don't beat them. When they play a clean game, you don't beat them. And I don't think there's any chance the Bengals don't turn it over. That was amazing what the Bills did last week. It was amazing. I do not expect the Bengals to look like the Bills. I believe the Bills are the better team. I believe the Bills had the better defense. And I believe Josh Allen is further along than Joe Burrow. That's me. He also, because of his running threat, presents a completely different threat that the Chiefs don't have to bank on this week. These Jamar Chase throw it up in the air pass interference calls aren't going to fly. You stay on him, you get physical with him, and you hammer him when the ball gets there. If you get a penalty or two, you get it. Don't let him catch the ball. Don't let him catch the ball. Don't let him get behind you, and don't let him catch the ball. Make them use the other weapons. They have plenty of other weapons. Make them use the other weapons. And I think that's where we are. And the Bengals know it's going to be a challenge. I don't know if ever there's video online if you want to go find it. It's in social media and wherever. A security guard outside their stadium this week while the Bengals were practicing recorded the crowd noise in the stadium where they were practicing. They were inside the stadium. He couldn't get in, but he was recording the noise from outside. He says, I work security outside the stadium. This is the loudest I've ever heard it. I apologize for people who are around here or live around here. So they cranked it up louder than it ever gets at a game, and they're practicing with that crowd noise. And it's a dull, nonstop crowd noise. They're all shouting at each other on the practice field. They'll be lucky if they don't all lose their voices this week, which would really be something. Although the snap count's quiet, you still have to be heard in the huddle when it's noisy. I don't think fans sometimes understand that the best time for crowd noise is when the other team is huddling. If a player or two in there don't know exactly what the play is, that can be real havoc. That's more than the line of scrimmage. That's more than a 5-yard penalty. These are silent counts they snap it on. Players get jumpy, and they miss because it's a silent count. But it will be a silent count. If you make that kind of noise when they're in the huddle, how can you be 4 feet away from Joe Burrow and hear the play that's being called? You got to make it really hard on him in the huddle. I can't believe coaches haven't talked about this and said this. Hey, this is where, make the noise when they huddle. If they're going to huddle, make the noise. Make them go to something where they use hand signals and they can't call their play and get it off. That will throw them right out of their game plan. But Cincinnati's defense, they're planning on turnovers this week, not stops. I think they know internally, we're not winning at Arrowhead if we don't get a couple takeaways. It's just not going to happen. I just love the postseason rules. I love the way these games are played. I love the way they're prepared for. A computer model has been run 10,000 times, and the over-under in this game is 54.5 points. It was the same last week against the Bills. I played the under. It didn't work out very well. It was looking pretty good for quite a while. What was it, 26-21? It was sitting there, and if the Chiefs get their fourth and a miracle stop, the game's over, and it goes under, and the Chiefs win. But that didn't happen, and we saw 25 points in the last 2 minutes. The computer this week says the same thing, that this game's going under. 61% of all simulations say 55 points will not be scored in this game by these two combined. The Chiefs have 42 in each of their 2 playoff games. They probably won't score 42 this week. There's a couple of amazing things. The most ridiculous stat I've ever heard is out this week. Patrick Mahomes is 3-1 in the playoffs when his team, they have a computer. They have a win probability computer. And it goes up and down. We've watched this in elections. We saw the night Trump won. And then we saw when he lost. Oh, he's up. He had a 93% chance of winning. You see the computer runs these things and the percentage chances go up and down. Trump at one point had a 93% chance of winning against Biden. And then suddenly the polls close, ballots come in, and well, that didn't matter. We saw it. We knew what the win probability was. They do the same thing in football. Patrick Mahomes has played 4 playoff games in his young career where the Chiefs' winning probability was below 5%. Last week, obviously, was one of them. 13 seconds left. You got a 1% chance of winning, basically. He's had 4 games where his win probability is below 5%. He is 3-1 in those games. The one he didn't win was Tampa. That's insane. The rest of the NFL, since they started doing this, playoff games, every other team, every other quarterback, everything else out there. This is why you can't, nothing is a given for the Chiefs because it hasn't been fluky. They've done it. But they've made it so hard on themselves. They always make it hard. The rest of the NFL in the same time period that Mahomes and the Chiefs were 3-1 with a win probability of below 5%, the rest of the league is 1-38. That's ridiculous. The Chiefs cannot get into a position Sunday where their win probability is less than 5%. They can't do this. They can't do it. All right, the big challenge here is doing better against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Can't allow the big plays, can't commit the penalties. The Chiefs have a rising star. He's already a star. He's not a rookie anymore. He's all over the field. He makes plays right and left. He's so much fun to watch. He met with the media at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Nick Bolton out of Mizzou talking about the Chiefs facing the Bengals in the AFC Championship game.
It's one of the biggest chances we had playing this team, this opponent. Quarterback's playing outstanding, great underneath pressure, escaping out the pocket. Three wide receivers. All of them do something a little bit special for the team. They're all great pass catchers around the catch, and also the running back, all pro running back. And so he's great at making guys miss in the hole, jump cuts, cutbacks, and bouncing the ball. So he does it all, catches the ball to the backfield for him as well. So, like I said, that's five people on their offense for sure that come out there execute at a very high level. Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow, and then the three wide receivers, of course. It's a challenge for us, but we're up for it. We're ready.
Okay, and when you look back at the video of the first game against Cincinnati, did you see more things you guys needed to correct as a team maybe than most games or a lot of games you played, at least since earlier in the year?
It's kind of good. Either way, when you think about it, we kind of went out there, we didn't execute the way we wanted to. We didn't tackle very well. When I go back and look at the film from last game, so that's kind of something that we can clean up. We can clean up as a whole on our side. Tackling better and making plays out there in space. But again, those guys came out and executed at a high level last week. We didn't play our best football, and so it's up to us to prepare the right way. I'll go out there and execute at a high level this weekend.
Okay, that's Nick Bolton, Chiefs linebacker, as the Chiefs defense prepares to meet the Cincinnati Bengals, 2:05 on Sunday afternoon. The only other little piece to tie up with this matchup, and one of the things that I just don't understand and would be really a smart thing to do, is as often as Jim Nantz and Tony Romo are here, why don't they go in on a two-bedroom condo on the plaza? I mean, can you imagine how many trips these boys have made here in the last 4 years? Every single year, there's three or four regular season games they're here. There's a playoff game or two, and then the title game. How many trips have these boys made to Kansas City in the last 36 months? Honestly, they should buy a condo on the plaza. They're tired of staying at the Marriott. Or the Intercontinental. It's nice, but come on, it's a hotel. They should have their own place here. I say that tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of fun. I love Nick Bolton. I like the Chiefs' defense to cause some mayhem in this game, and I like the Chiefs to win it. I don't think it's going to be nip and tuck like last week. I think the Chiefs do get the lead in this one, and I don't think they relinquish it. Our AFC Championship game preview is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Customers at Roberts Robinson say, we just make it easy, and they made it easy for me. I love my Chevy Blazer. I get looks all the time. It's been a great car so far. I'm only 7,000 miles in, but it's a wonderful car. I had it built exactly to my specifications. It does not cost more. It actually saves you money. You can lock in your price when you order it. They build it several weeks later. They have it at the dealership for you to pick up in the traditional way, or they'll bring it right to your house, and they'll still send a rep to your house that delivers it and shows you everything. How everything works, you still get the whole tutorial, everything by the experts at Roberts Robinson. It's about customer service. They try harder. These are conservatives in Excelsior Springs, for crying out loud. You know they're going to try harder to earn and keep your business. RobertsRobinson.com. Fry Orthodontics has 12 locations in the Kansas City area. Dr. Jeremy's going to be locked in on the playoffs. Man, this guy likes the Royals, too. He loves him some baseball. You know, we got a lockout going on right now that's kind of weird. We'll see how that plays out over the next few weeks. But you can trust Dr. Jeremy with your smile or with your children or grandchildren's smile. Really, that's what it's about. I call it the white glove treatment. They were so gentle and fun and sweet with my daughter, Abby, and she's got a beautiful smile. She's just got a beautiful smile for life. And I thank Dr. Jeremy and his team at Fry Orthodontics for that. The first appointment's always free. If you're not sure it's for you, go in and check it out. 913-469-9191 at fryorthodontics.com. Your smile is just the start. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Joslyn's is the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family this Valentine's Day. And Misers Sports, online at misersports.com or visit their store in the Northland. They specialize in ball uniforms, embroidery products for your business or personal or your charity or your golf tournament. Switch it up. If you're in charge of or if you own a company that gets swag, golf shirts, t-shirts, caps, anything, anything like that, or you're involved with a tournament where you get swag for the golf tournament, or you coach a little league team, Cato, are you listening? My God, this guy coaches everything. These guys will get your uniforms. They'll get them right. You'll do business with someone you can know and trust. MisersSports.com, M-I-S-E-R-S, sports.com, or call Daryl at 816-741-8622. Okay, the NFC Championship game is going to, if the Chiefs win, it's probably going to be the Chiefs-Rams. I felt all week that the Niners are going to win this game, but I think there's too much against them now. They've won six in a row. Their quarterback is turnover prone. And guess what? The Rams are playing at home. They're playing at home not just in this game. If they win, they're playing at home again next week. Nobody's talking about this yet, but it could be 2 years in a row the Chiefs have to go to a Super Bowl stadium where the team they're playing is playing in their home stadium. I hate it. I've never liked the way the Super Bowl rotates around. The Chiefs never have a chance of playing at home. None of it makes sense to me. I don't know why you can't play a Super Bowl in the cold weather. Well, I do know why, because the corporate sponsors don't want to go to Kansas City in February for a Super Bowl. There's nothing to do outside of the game. So they go to warm weather places because it's a big vacation for all their big sponsors. Well, it won't be a huge L.A. crowd, but it will be an L.A. crowd if the Chiefs play them. And that's not even the point. The point is the sight lines, the feeling, the comfort of being in your own stadium. These are all positives. Now, the Chiefs have played in there, so they've got that. They've played there a couple times. They've done that. That's a good thing, that they at least have that experience of being in there, playing against the Chargers, but it's not the same. Look, the Niners' advantage here is real simple. They play defense, they run the ball, and history's on their side. How is history on their side? Well, they've won six in a row over the Rams. In the two games they beat the Rams this year, the Niners ran for 291 yards. This is a crazy stat you've never heard. Division games in a conference championship, that would be like the Chiefs this week playing the Chargers or the Raiders or the Broncos in the AFC title game. Division conference championship games, the last eight since 1985. The road team is 6-2. And three of those six winners went on to win the Super Bowl. So three of eight teams that are in the Niners spot not only win this game, they win it all. That's almost a 50% chance based on their situation, if history matters. That's a crazy number. Something happened to me this week. I felt all this when it first happened. I'm like, I'm all over the 49ers getting 3.5 points. It's a division game. It should be a 3-point game. I was all over them. And now I'm starting to think, no, there's too much pointing that this is too good to be true for the San Francisco 49ers. And I know the Rams are the better team. I know this. What the Niners have going for them is familiarity. It's a division opponent. They've played defense and they've run the ball. But let's face it. At some point, Garoppolo is going to have to win this game for the 49ers on Sunday. I'm not sure I see that coming. So I'm going to go with the Rams. I haven't decided when I wager on the game whether to take the 3.5 points with the Niners, because I feel like if the Rams do win, they'll probably win by three, and it'll be dramatic. But we'll see. There's a lot of things there that set up well for the San Francisco 49ers. And finally, in our football forecast here this week, there's been a lot of talk about Tom Brady retiring, Aaron Rodgers moving on, Gronkowski retiring, things of that nature. And nobody until today mentioned one thing about Ben Roethlisberger. We thought after the Chiefs beat the Steelers 10 days ago that that would be it for Ben Roethlisberger. But then it got real quiet, and nobody was really talking about it. And this is how tough it is to be a quarterback in this league. Ben Roethlisberger played 18 seasons. He made 6 Pro Bowls. He won 2 Super Bowls. And over the last 10 days, nobody has mentioned the possibility of him retiring because there's always somebody bigger and better. People are talking about Brady. They're talking about Rodgers. They're talking about everything but Ben. He announced on social media he's retiring. Pretty amazing. All I ever wanted 10 years ago, not even that long ago, all I wanted was, and I said so many times on the radio, there will be a day where Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger are not in the AFC, and that's going to be the Chiefs' opportunity. It really is about the other guys, not the Chiefs. I had no idea the Chiefs would get a Patrick Mahomes, but I thought if those guys are gone, there's a chance you can get to a Super Bowl by having Alex Smith or Trent Green or an excellent quarterback that is not one of the top 5 elites. All I wanted was Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger gone. Well, they're all gone from the AFC now, and they really haven't been a factor in the AFC the last 3 years because Brady moved on, right? So it's amazing how times change because I would love to play against Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Ben Roethlisberger because I have watched Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert. And I've seen them beat the Chiefs. And I've seen them do things against the Chiefs that I never saw Brady, Manning, or Roethlisberger do. All three of whom stood in the pocket, were very cerebral quarterbacks. This era of quarterback is over. This is the end of an era. If Brady retires, that's it. It's over. You stand in the pocket. I'm going to look around. I'm going to outsmart you. And I'm going to figure out what you're doing and be a, just like a cranial quarterback that arches it high and, you know, completes passes. That's done. Because these young quarterbacks are learning it. Patrick Mahomes has learned most of it, not all of it, but most of it. But he does a million other things that the other guys couldn't do. And it's the same, especially with Allen, but also Burrow and Herbert. You want to tackle one of these guys when they break free? That ain't Tom Brady or Peyton Manning running around. I've watched Josh Allen hurt players. He knocked Charvarius Ward out of the game last week for a while. Just plowed him over. No, this is a different sport. Congratulations to Ben Roethlisberger on a great career. He was fun to watch. I always admired the way he could stand in the pocket, take a hit, and still complete short passes and get first downs. 2-time Super Bowl champ. You must call it what it is. A great Hall of Fame career with Ben Roethlisberger. Wow, if you stick around 18 years, how the game has changed. And it's pretty obvious when you watch a guy like Ben that he was not going to get him back to a Super Bowl. That ain't working right now in the AFC. Congratulations. No Lee Sterling on this podcast today. I know I promised Lee with the odds, but if you want to call him, you can call him personally at 800-400-9741. He's not feeling great. His voice is off. He's just got something going on. Physically, he's not feeling real good. He's working. He's okay. He's not in bed or anything like that. But he's like, man, my voice is going to be irritating to the listeners. I said, great, Lee, take the week off. He said, I'll be better before the Super Bowl. We'll do all the props. We'll do everything regardless, whether the Chiefs win or not. But if you want to subscribe to his service, find out who he's on this weekend, or sign up for college basketball and pro basketball for the rest of the year, just call him. You can go to ParamountSports.com, or you can call him at 800-400-9741 and say, man, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Sign me up. I want to get on board. I want to hit these games. I want to cash it in what we have left of the football season and then the college basketball season. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Appreciate you, Lee. Sorry you weren't feeling up to joining us on this episode. Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.